It is not possible to overstate the evil inflicted by the United States upon African Americans and their ancestors. The horror of slavery, Jim Crow lynchings, rapes and intimidation, continued economic warfare, and a criminal justice system designed to control citizens of color with brutality. Just a partial list. Yet proclaiming all men are created equal. If you understand the evils committed in the land of the free, you must be heartsick. Still, I argue against economic reparations because we would again be judging people's skin color, not the content of their character. We'd be choosing qualified groups and defining their memberships, which cannot be achieved in a fair manner. Compensating the offspring of well-to-do minority families, but not, for instance, the children of impoverished white Appalachians, changes the players, but not the game, and it would become a recruiting tool for white identity groups with bad intent. Instead, let's rededicate our national will to winning a renewed war on poverty, helping all Americans live a life of economic dignity, regardless of skin color. Second, let's establish a National Truth and Reconciliation Commission to examine, diagnose, and treat the sickness of racism, past and present, and create a future where truly all men are endowed by their nation with true opportunity to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Our union of these United States will never be perfect, but let's keep trying. I'm Joe Rosner, and that's my perspective.